It's time to talk about Michigan Technology News, MI Tech News, with Mike Brennan, who is the editor. Mike, welcome to the show.
And I pressed my red button, Foster, so I'm good.
I'm glad you did and that we've got you on the air. Now, we've switched our timing around a little bit. We want to put you in the front of the program so more people find out about MI Tech News, which, by the way, is a free service that brings you the top headlines in technology and other kinds of news. Mike puts that together all the week long and then delivers that on Friday, and it's yours free for nothing. Bill, pardon me, let's talk a little bit, Mike, about some of your headlines. I saw there that Aereo, that company that was fighting in the Supreme Court to be able to give us our little antennas to get all the television signals, says it's still going to go ahead with its court battle, even though they've been knocked out of the Supreme Court.
Right. They're going to go for cable status. They're going to go for the same rules that the cable companies use. However, in going for that, they're going to have to be in court with the cable companies who have more money than God. So it might be a rather uphill battle, but they're going to give it one more shot.
That's interesting that they decided to continue to do that. Well, as you said, it's going to be a very costly effort. Be wondering, it'll be interesting to see if that the public kind of comes up, or there's public support for that in terms of hard, cold dollars cents. I also noticed that one of your other headlines was that the use of common web privacy tools can actually put anyone on the NSA watch list. How does that work?
Well, when the more of these Snowden documents keep coming out, Edward Snowden, who left, I'm not sure exactly where he is right now, but he's not in the United States. He took a lot of documents with him. It turns out when they looked into those documents that the NSA has had a surveillance program called X Keyscore, and so algorithm, that sort of thing. If you use anything to encrypt your messages on the email, or if you use certain types of networks that are encrypted, they're going to look at you real carefully because they're wondering why you're doing that. So the real rub here is, even if you do a Google search for these just because you're curious, they're going to look at you too.
No kidding.
They're already looking at us, Foster, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, that kind of far going. It's a foregone conclusion, I think, with us. One of the things I was wondering is, if you look at, and I was the other day I was looking at Tor, just the term Tor, which is like for torrent. So if I even went and Googled that and found out something about that, I'd be flagging myself?
Yeah, the algorithm will show up, and then they're wondering why you're looking at the Tor Necker. Why would a guy like you need to encrypt your messages, they're thinking?
I see. All right, let's look at one other headline here. You've got a little closer to home, and this is kind of characteristic of some of the things that you have in your MI Tech News each week. It's to help people who are entrepreneurs to find out about different kind of things that are going on. And this one is about a Toast and Tech Talk that's going to be going on, a breakfast series sponsored by Automation Alley.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of innovative stuff for a long time, trying to connect businesses and technology. And, of course, the reason they all started a decade or more ago was to recruit technology folks to the area because there just wasn't enough of them. So now what they've got to deal with Plant Moran and a few other companies, and on July 29th they're going to have this first session where have a panel discussion with industry experts. And they're going to talk about, getting started in business and what all that takes. And I can tell you from personal experience, it takes a lot of knowledge. And so this is a wonderful thing for you to find out.
Yeah, it's a great, great way to find out networking and finding out more information about what's going on. Well, folks, this is the kind of thing that Mike puts together, Mike Brennan, who is the editor, and we're talking with him now, into MI Tech News. And you can get hold of that. If that's something that's interesting to you, the technology news, the entrepreneurial news about what's going on in Michigan, you can simply go to internetadvisor.net, our website, and then scroll down, and you'll see Mike's smiling face and a subscribe now button. You click on that, put the information in there, and free for nothing, you get MI Tech News delivered to you each week. Mike, thanks so much for putting that together for us, and we look to talk with you next Saturday as well.
Look forward to it as well. Thanks, Foster.